Welcome to The Deep Dive, a podcast series where the A&M Southeast Asia and Australia team brings together industry experts and private equity leaders shaping the business world. Dive into compelling narratives as we discuss pivotal topics and trends impacting the industry.
Thank you for joining our podcast to discuss about Industry 4.0 and its impact on Southeast Asia manufacturing companies. Today, we have the pleasure to invite Mr. Raymond Klein, CEO and founder of Insight, to offer some insights on the latest trends and opportunities in this industry. To set some context, with the advancement of technology, more is being made possible, leveraging on areas such as RPA, robotic process automation, big data analysis, artificial intelligence, to identify new opportunities and unlocking value for companies. We have seen rapid growth in the manufacturing sector in recent years, supported by an influx of private equity investments. As the industry landscape continues to evolve, it enables opportunities for businesses to achieve sustainable growth and deliver enhanced value for investors. Well, Raymond, before we get started, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, about Insight, and how Siri is being used as a global tool for manufacturing companies?
Insight, we are a non-for-profit organization. We are a member of World Economic Forum, and what we focus on is we catalyze the transformation of manufacturers globally, so to help them to advance their productivity, development, and growth. We build and deploy globally reference frameworks. One is the Smart Industry Readiness Index, focusing on productivity. We have a Consumer Sustainability Industry Readiness Index, focusing on reaching the net zero and measuring the ESG establishment in the manufacturing or in the company side overall. And with these frameworks, we have an iteration of improvements. So it's not like, certification you get and you reach it and you sit down and relax. You always reach a stage, and our indexes calculate the next step of your improvement. So we position the manufacturers for their future success in the next level of productivity and sustainability, so to say.
And we all understand that this Siri has been running since 2017, right? So what we do also see that you have measured 2,000 over companies over the entire globe, right? Based on your experience, you know, where do you see the latest trends from the data itself?
Actually, when we look to our database of the digital transformation and sustainable transformation, we can see that the so-called Industry 4.0 trends are clearly starting with connectivity and then going to horizontal integration. What we also see is from a trend is that the front runners, the, let's say, best performers in class, they focus on asset and equipment efficiency and on planning and scheduling effectiveness. And these top best in class guys are normally MNCs. If we going to the bottom performers, unfortunately here very much described by SMEs, they focus very much on number one on workforce efficiency and number two on product quality. So you can see already that the front runner have a complete different focus from a data pattern recognition than those lagging behind, which unfortunately are the SMEs. And here is where our framework prioritization index.
I think this is very consistent with what we have seen with our clients. So we do serve both MNCs as well as SMEs. Mid-sized companies, they are struggling with like what you mentioned, the intelligence part of things. And we are also helping them to, you know, start on introducing simple automation on some of the repeatable tasks. Case in point, you know, I just recently served a medtech companies, and we do see that, you know, they are starting to introduce simple automation for even the visual inspection stuff. Mm. And on the MNC itself, we see that they are trending towards intelligence, right? Starting with a digital performance management. Mm. Even for big mining operations, that is the case as well. Mm.
Now, if we look at the pattern recognition in this case, I need even to go one step further. And unfortunately, looking into the data, I found out that not automation is the first step. The first step is job shop connectivity to measure the impact of the automation you put in place. So even before you're coming to these, what you just mentioned, automation, you need to have the job shop connectivity to measure the impact of the automation you put in place.
We also see companies struggling to actually move to the next level of improvements. And I think from some of the trends that we see, companies tend to get stagnant in terms of adopting Industry 4.0. And looking at some of the data, what can you see? Why companies tend to struggle when they make this jump, and when do this stagnation typically happens during their course of transformation?
The companies at the moment, they're not really knowing what their digital maturity profile is currently. And when you don't know where you are, you also don't know in which direction to go as a next step. So this digital maturity assessment, what we normally deliver, is giving the baseline. And then our system is doing something what SMEs cannot do. They do giving a strategic input. What is your focus on the bottom line? What is your business objective? And then our system calculates the next step in their transformation. So we give this guided roadmap with our framework. And if we now looking to, let's say, adoption trends, it's very much now moving from an Industry 4.0 perspective to a sustainability perspective. Because what we can see is that the MNCs intend to delete scope 3 upstream of the suppliers, which then has also an impact on the manufacturing processes in the future. I'll give you an example. To delete scope 3, you need to insource former outsourced production processes, by example, with 3D printing. So here, you not really have your assets on the stock laying, but you produce when needed with your own 3D printers, and with it, you insource formerly outsourced processes.
I think what you said really makes sense, and it's also what we've seen a lot of our private equity clients. So a lot of our due diligence cases that we support our clients in do take into account a sustainability factor in terms of their investments. And it's also one of the things that we typically help our clients with, their operations efficiency, but also how they are handling their sustainability efforts in the company. Let's shift gears and speak about the industry. From the data that you have seen so far, you know, what are some of the top performers, top performing industries in the Southeast Asia market?
So when we're looking to the top performers, you have typically electronic industry, pharmaceutical industry, aerospace, semiconductor. If we go to the low performers, that is general manufacturing, textile, precision engineering, because these are, now we're coming again, normally SME-dominated markets, these industry segments. And as we stated before in our small discussion here, that these SMEs don't have, let's say, a strategic objective. They have an operational objective, daily surviving. They don't have the strategic roadmap like you have in semiconductor, in aerospace, in electronic industry for big manufacturers.
What are some of those characteristics that you see other than the strategic side of things for the high-performing industries versus the low-performing ones? Is it purely because of the size of the companies? Have you seen some SMEs that are doing better than the rest?
Actually, that is a interesting question, because we did a correlation analytics in the data and find out currently that those having more employees perform better in terms of productivity and digitalization compared to those on average have less employees. If we now looking into SMEs, which sector are really performing, then those are from the automotive industry. Because in the automotive industry, here, they assess the suppliers in terms of productivity gain. And this is what very much is driven, what we see in the automotive industry. It's not driven in the commodity industry.
Building on to what you have said, for private equity who are investing into some of those mid-sized companies in the lagging sectors, one of the key things that they should do is to set a longer-term goal, look at some of the short-term gains, build on the workforce and development to get the talents up, right talents into the organization, and number three, get embarked onto some of the characteristics that you have seen in, for example, the automotive industries. All right. Thank you, Raymond. I think last but not least, before we end this podcast, wanted to get your thoughts on where do you see this Industry 4.0 continuation to in terms of development. What are some of those trends or innovations that's catching your attention? Mm.
There are three pain points worldwide of manufacturers. Pain point number one is productivity, digital transformation. Pain point number two is sustainability, reach net zero. Pain point number three is digitalize supply chain and make it resilience. If we look to the hot topic in the market, it's sustainability. The sad part of sustainability compared to digitalization is Industry 4.0 is now 10, 13 years old. And when we aggregate the 12 industry cluster, 59 industry segments we measure with our Smart Industry Readiness Index, on a world top level, we reach between 0 and 5. 0 is bad, 5 is fully digitalized, 1.55. After 13 years of Industry 4.0, we are at the beginning. Sustainability, climate change. I'm now 62 years old. We discussing climate change since I left university when I was 23. Now we measure with COSIRI the CO2 reduction efforts of manufacturers. It's less than one. Important for surviving is sustainability, though this will merge with Industry 4.0, but need to be driven in parallel.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Raymond. Wish you all the best.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss a new episode. Visit our website at alvarezandmarsal.com to learn more and to connect with us.